It's September 24th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. On today's short show, we're talking Bitcoin and the surprising aftermath of the March flash crash at DeFi darling MakerDAO. Today's episode is sponsored by Crypto.com, Bitstamp, and Nexo.io. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.
Bitcoin has bounced up to $10,400 from Wednesday's low of $10,150. The cryptocurrency, however, may have a tough time maintaining the bullish momentum with the US dollar showing signs of life. CoinDesk's Omkar Godble reports that, however, the relief rally could be short-lived, as the dollar index, which tracks the greenback's value against major fiat currencies, has broken above its two-month long range of 92 to 94. Quote, Bitcoin will likely follow further downside together with precious metals given the DXY breakout. Matthew Dibb, co-founder and COO of Stack, a provider of cryptocurrency trackers and funds, told CoinDesk. Bitcoin, like gold, is inversely correlated to the dollar. Max Kaiser, a broadcaster and finance analyst, tweeted on Tuesday. Indeed, Bitcoin and the dollar index have moved in opposite directions since March, with the apparent inverse correlation becoming more noticeable since mid-July. The DXY is looking north following Wednesday's breakout and is currently hovering near 94.40. The dollar has been very heavy since March on the back of the Federal Reserve's easing, and we expect to see some profit-taking in dollar shorts across the board, said Darius Sitt, CEO of Singapore-based QC Capital. As such, there's a risk Bitcoin may fall to the psychological support of $10,000. Gold has already declined to a two-month low of $1,860, tracking the dollar's strength. If stock markets rebound sharply, the haven demand for the US dollar will likely weaken, potentially allowing a notable recovery in Bitcoin and gold. Bitcoin is currently trading at $10,411, while Ether is trading at $338, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
Hey listeners, Crypto.com offers one of the most convenient ways to purchase your favorite tokens or cryptocurrencies. It's also one of the most cost-effective ways, with the normal 3.5% credit card fee waived for all crypto purchases. What's more, with Crypto.com's MCO Visa card, you can get up to 10% back on things like food and grocery shopping. When you buy gift cards with the Crypto.com app, you can get up to 20% back. So download the Crypto.com app today and enjoy these offers until the end of September.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro. In this crisis, many investors aim to keep and grow their digital assets. Others seek to maximize the yield on their cash. Nexo allows you to achieve exactly these two goals. The company offers instant crypto credit lines against all major cryptocurrencies, with interest rates starting from only 5.9% APR. Nexo also lets you earn up to 10% annually on your fiat and digital assets. What's more, interest is paid out daily, and you can add or withdraw funds at any time. Get started at nexo.io.
And in other news, DeFi darling MakerDAO will not compensate victims of March 12th so-called Black Thursday flash crash that left some of the decentralized finance platform's investors out a total of $8.3 million, according to a vote that closed Tuesday. The Maker community had initially voted back in early April to refund those investors. Nearly 6 months later, and the community, represented by current holders of the MKR governance token, concluded a final vote to give zero compensation for lost funds. Some 65% of votes opted for zero compensation, with the next two options for partial compensation receiving 18 and 15% respectively. The vote itself was dominated by large MKR holders, only 38 unique votes per cast, equivalent to just 8.74% of MKR token holders. The low turnout isn't unexpected and reflects one of the major problems with governance in the booming DeFi sector. Stepping back, many Maker users had collateral positions for outstanding loans liquidated after a sudden mid-March crash in the price of Ether. Additionally, investors were unable to maintain positions because of a backlog of transactions on the Ethereum blockchain as investors sought to flee the COVID-driven market collapse. The 1-2 punch was preyed upon by market-making bots that exploited the flaw to the tune of 2.4 million ETH. Broken logic in the platform's collateral liquidation engine could be exploited under the right conditions to gobble up collateral on the cheap. Investors had since lobbied the community for partial compensation denominated in the platform's MKR governance token. All options included in Tuesday's vote included MKR as the compensation vehicle, although early on many investors had pushed for repayment in Ether. Yet participating MKR holders were incentivized to vote against the compensation, as any additional printing of MKR tokens would dilute the value of their holdings. Many community members said as such on their forums. Litigation against the Maker Foundation in the form of a class-action lawsuit continues regardless of the vote outcome, said an attorney representing MakerDAO's Black Thursday investors. Lead plaintiff Pete Johnson filed 3 counts against the Maker Foundation back in April, including negligence, intentional misrepresentation, and negligent misrepresentation. He and joining members of the suit are seeking up to $28.35 million in compensation. Quote, the parties have submitted briefing on the Maker defendant's motion to compel arbitration. We don't know yet when the court will issue its ruling, the attorney said via email. The Maker Foundation declined to comment.
And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Friday. And just a reminder, that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.